Y94 Morning Playhouse, Zero and E with Jamie on vacation. Everybody loves Lion King. Everybody loves it. And that would be why the dance club, part of the PTA at a Berkeley, California school, thought, you know what? In our elementary school fundraiser, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have the parents doing stuff, trying to raise some money. We're going to have some food, little games.
Yeah.
Very nice school fundraiser.
Sounds nice.
In the auditorium, though, we're going to put up, just to keep the children busy, the DVD of the latest Lion King, the live-action Lion King.
Okay.
And so the event goes by. Everybody had a good time. There's a handful of kids watching the movie in the auditorium. And
sure.
Well, they made some money. They made about $850.
Not bad. That's a good little fundraiser.
Well, weren't they then surprised then when they received a bill from Disney, who had somehow caught wind of the fact that they had showed and then got money for their movie in public and sent them a bill for $250.
No way, really?
As a fine.
What?
And the PTA president is just so confused.
Well, I think one of the dads owned the movie, had bought it at Walmart or something like that, and we just, you know, basically threw it on while the kids were playing in the auditorium. The event made $800, so, you know, if we have to fork over a third of it to Disney, so be it. It's, you know, lesson learned.
So then some genius reporter went, okay, I'm going to stick a camera in these kids' face,
yeah,
these elementary students.
Yes.
And have them try to explain what happened here.
The Disney place wanted some money because they own, like, all of the movies.
They showed the movie that they own, so they want the $250. Well, they kind of want the $250.
Listen, they kind of just want the money.
Adorable.
Just kind of want the money. They should just send a clip of that kid to Disney.
Yeah, man.
Hey, do you really want the money now?
I like I get it. I think right at the beginning of the movie, it'll say something along the lines that you can't do that type
there
of thing.
There is like the FBI warning.
Right there.
Punishable by time in prison.
Yeah, and up to lots and lots of money in fines.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised Disney even caught wind of this.
They must have people that just scour news stories and social media looking for any sort of evidence that this kind of thing happened.
It seems so harmless, and it was probably just like, yeah, we'll turn a movie on in the background,
mm-hmm,
and we'll have that next to we'll have the coloring and the foam pit and the bouncy house and I'm really surprised that they even found out.
Well, parent and city council member, basically, she's appalled.
Oh, I'm sure.
Very appalled, but it's like, you know what? If they want their money, they want their money.
Here you have a company that makes so much money, and we have schools that are struggling so much. What I thought about it was just the irony of having a multi-billion-dollar company essentially ask a school to pay up.
Now, you would tend to think when a story like this goes viral, and as you can imagine, the internet trolls are like, oh, come on, Disney.
Just waiting.
You would think that most companies would be like, you know what? We'll let this one slide. We got to remember who you're dealing with here.
You're the giant, the mecca, the company.
Mm-hmm. I mean, seeing as their home base is the Death Star with a couple of Mickey Mouse ears on top, they don't really screw around.
No, man.
Curious to see how this one plays out.
I am. I'm glad they. I guess I'm kind of glad that they're sticking to the guns. I think we can all agree this seems really, really dumb, just because it's such a small amount of money,
mm-hmm,
for a place that makes such a large amount of money. But I think this is the step of the inevitable step that we're all going to be going down. That we won't give our taxes to the government.
Sure.
We won't give those to the White House.
You give them to Disney.
That's where that portion of the check is going to go. They're going to own it all. We might as well get comfortable with giving our share of any profits that we make to the giant that is Walt.
Well, now we got to go ahead and cancel Simba Saturday with Y94. So.
Is it okay if you play the older one?
No, I don't think any Disney movie they're pretty much frowned upon. Late Night Mashup, Comedy Spotlight, Celebrity Sizzler.
Wait a second. Hold on. Then how do all those little Disney princesses bounce around all over the place and make money with all not getting sued?
Well, you'll notice you only see them once.
Y94.